Okay, our friends. So today we are diving into autumn. And today's story is called A Fall Ball for All. It is by Jamie A. Swenson, illustrated by Chiara Fedeli, and it is read today by Mommy. And what's your...
Kaplowski.
Whoa. That's a great name. Mommy and Kaplowski. Well, my friends, let's do this thing. A fall ball for all. Do you know what a ball is? It's a trick question because there's more than one answer.
A ball is something that royals go to, like princesses and kings and queens.
Yes! Well, there's the round kind of bouncy ball, right, that you play with. Right, for sports, like a football or a basketball or a soccer ball or whatever. But there's also a ball, which is a dance or an event where you would go and have a feast or wear something fancy. There's lots of kind of looser translations for it now, but I think originally it was a dance, which royals went to, yes, or fancy people, the nobility. And I don't know what this story will be about because I'm seeing animals on the cover of this book. A bear and some deer and a fox and all kinds of animals, like in the forest. Do forest animals have balls? I don't know, let's find out. Once upon a golden day.
Wait, do they have balls?
I don't know.
Do they have balls?
That's a good question.
Do they play with balls?
Roll them to one another in the field.
I knew that.
Let's find out. Once upon a golden day, autumn wind blew in to play, whooshing leaves into the air, orange, brown, purple, everywhere. At every burrow, den, and nest, an invitation fell to rest. You're invited, one and all, to the annual windfall ball. What? Geese postponed their grand migration, bears and bats their hibernation. Excitement for the party grew from great gray owl to smallest shrew. Bunch of big words there. I'm so glad you asked. A shrew is a tiny rodent-like animal, kind of like a rat. Okay? They burrow in the ground.
Are they evil? Mm-hmm.
No. But I've heard they're hard to tame.
Can you?
No, you cannot. That's a literary joke for Shakespeare. You'll find out later. So, a migration, what is that? Because the geese were going to have one, but then they put it off. What does that mean? What is a migration?
A migration.
It is when animals leave from one place to another place. Actually, humans can migrate too. It's when you leave one location for a different location, typically because of the climate.
Our migration is a vacation,
it's true. And hibernation? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Like animals go to sleep
for a very long time. Yeah, for the entire season. Mm-hmm. They go to sleep. The creatures donned their autumn best. Fur and feather primmed and pressed. Coyote groomed. Pheasant preened. Porcupine shook. Otter cleaned. Ooh, they're all getting fancy. The nights grew longer into fall as autumn wind prepared the ball. Squalls sent pumpkins tumbling round. A breeze shook apples to the ground. What is a squall? You ready for this? It's a really big, strong wind. Yeah, like a gale. Mm-hmm. Gusts and gales and tempest forces set a feet with seven courses. Cranberries, chestnuts, corn, and plums, and sunflowers, and daisies, and chrysanthemums. Did you know you can eat those?
All of those things?
Mm-hmm.
Chrysanthemums?
Some flowers are edible.
Did you know broccoli is a flower?
Yes.
It's a flower and a vegetable, actually.
Amazing, you're correct.
Flower, vegetable.
Yum. Harvest moon set the night aglow. Guests arrived, some fast, some slow, with time to nibble and greet and play while festive tunes got underway. I wonder what kind of music they would be playing. Oh, I think I know. Ready? It's a cricket symphony. Cricket, cricket, cricket. Rabbit and turtle tapped a beat as wind composed an autumn suite. Soon the night was filled with song. A blustery chorus sang along. Ooh, a blustery chorus. That would sound like this. Ready? Can you do it? Then autumn wind began to dance. It breezed, it blew, it huffed, it puffed, it pranced, beckoning both big and small to join in step at the windfall ball. Ooh, I have felt like the wind is blowing me around to try to make me dance. Have you? Turkey strutted with elk and quail. Beaver kept time with his tail. A swirling night of celebration. Windy, joyful, jubilation. What do you suppose jubilation is? Yeah, it's a party. It's happy. It's joyful. Celebration. Mm-hmm. In the shindig's happy wake, an autumn treasure for all to take. A windfall feast, a winter's cash, to gobble, bury, store, or stash. What do you suppose that means? Look, chipmunks filled their furry cheeks, raccoons took pumpkins, corns, and leeks, then badger raised one final toast for all who gathered and their host. And every burrow, hill, and nest was ready then for winter's rest. Autumn waved goodbye to all until the next year's windfall ball.
Yay!
What a beautiful picture that you could... This book is just full of beautiful things. Now, do you know what windfall means?
What?
Well, it is fruit or other crops that are blown down by the wind. And also an unexpected gift or good fortune. And so that's why those little creatures had those yummy things. It's the windfall, right? It's a special treat for creatures in nature. And it could be fruit blown down from trees that's made easier for the animals to get in a big group. So in this story, it could be a whole pile of food to last the whole long winter. And sometimes a windfall means a sudden bit of good luck, which these... animals had. And so did I by finding this beautiful book. And that, my friends, is the end.